for myself. No more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away. Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of this program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. All right. Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Beyond bedtime, it's Strange Universe Radio. Broadcasted by Dying Man. Here you go.
One, two.
One, two, three, four. Badass, kick-ass song by the cult Moons and Aries. Rock and roll, violence, war. You can take it, we'll have it tonight. Had a great lineup of guests this week, actually. We're going to have ex-military intelligence, artificial AI expert. Did get a job at the Pentagon, high-level job at the Pentagon, because he wasn't aware that the real threat is coming from outer space. I also think we're going to have Vanessa Fembrez on this week, talking about all her expertise dealing with all the liars, thieves, charlatans, and general weirdos. Dealing with sovereign citizen patriot propaganda. I guess when the lead singer of the cult was actually briefly crashed and burned as the lead singer of the Doors. All I know is he wore like a fringe coat. dance around a circle like the Andy Lasso. Kind of weird. All right, that's as good a time as any is going to have, I guess. All right, so one more thing to do. One more thing, and let's get them off. All right, welcome to Strange Universe. We haven't exactly done away with our opening. You know, you guys complain because, oh, the Strange Universe High Roller opening is too long. Which it kind of was. But it's much more fun to open this because it kind of sets the, it does set the tone of the show. I think. All right, let's crank that down. All right, there we go. We're have buttons that slowly fade. However, one major piece of news today that I thought you would you would all appreciate. All right, let me turn this up here because it's really funny. All right, as you know, probably the biggest story to hit the media this weekend. No, it's not coming nuclear war. It's not the Ukraine. It's not now what they're calling a 47 biological weapons, biological weapon factories in the Ukraine. And, of course, the United States government just handed them. It's not just, I don't know why they're saying 40 million, 40 billion. They handed the Ukrainians $56 billion. Remember, there was another $14 billion before that. And this is just going to replace all the money that the Russians have taken from people like Nancy Pelosi. Did you know that Nancy Pelosi, by the way, owned major stock and really profits in missile technology? You know those Javelin missiles that they're all talking about? Did you know that Nancy Pelosi was one of the main owners of the company? Just like that. Did you know that that El Chapo, Guzman, actually pointed out in open court that he laundered about $150 million for Nancy Pelosi? He's a drug kingpin. Of course, remember that Obama gave them a bunch of weapons because Obama wanted to... Obama only wanted one drug cartel to deal with, so he literally just armed the drug cartel he liked the most. Probably had the best kush, I suppose. So, as you know, somebody named a bicycle the economy, and Joe Biden promptly fell off of it. So, I just thought I had live video. All right, you know, I'm not sure you realize that the president calls me on a fairly regular basis. When I say the president, I'm talking about the actual president, Donald Trump. So I just want to let you know that I asked Donald if he'd actually seen the crash. And he said, absolutely, and he gave me a blow-by-blow of what happened.
Well, there's an old man on the loose from the institution, and he's on a bicycle. Look at him. He comes to a stop. And down he goes. Down goes Sleepy Joe, all the way down, hard and fast, like his approval rating, all the way down. And he fell hard. Look at that. He fell really hard. What a disgrace. You know, and they're blaming it on Vladimir Putin. They say Putin pushed him off the bike. Putin pushed him off. What a disgrace. You see everybody trying to help him, and nothing worked until they brought over a little girl with a big, beautiful head of hair, and he took a sniff and popped right back up like nothing happened. This is what Build Back Better looks like, folks. Nothing is built, nothing is back, and absolutely nothing is better, believe me.
So there you go. So the president called me today, and he just wanted to make sure that I knew all about that. So so there you go. That's actually our buddy Captain Deplorable, so it is what it is. All right, we got all kinds of good stuff today. I know I'm confused because I think. Well, I'm going to call him up anyway because we're going to give me about 15 minutes here to just do some stuff, and then we're going to talk to. We've got a lot of Canadians on this week. Apparently, a lot of outrage happening in Canada, and so we're going to talk to. Let me see. I just got to figure out how to bring him in here. So I may need some help. Because I still haven't. Okay, so I'm going to do that. And then
Okay. All right. See, I'm in the hawk's nest, and I'm just way out here. Nobody cares about me. Nobody, you know, I don't get a producer. I don't get anybody to help me out. I'm just occasionally Monty Dean comes in, and Monty, he's all the way in Australia. He listens to the show like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and so stand by one second. So I'm gonna check these here. Stand by because I just gotta find out. So it's TV. Well, anyway, I was gonna go into some other stuff before I brought him in, but I just want to make sure that he's out there because there was some confusion about whether or not it was today or later on this week. So. Okay, well, let's bring him in, shall we? Let me see. Let me get my keypad out. This is all ancient 20th century Skype technology that is not so good. But I got it. Let me see. Okay, there's my... All right, add participants. There we go. Search. There he is. Okay. There we go. I'm going to add him to the conversation. I'm going to see if he's there. Kevin, you there? Sorry for the silences here. I'm just going to... All right, maybe he's just not on yet. Or maybe I've confused. I may have told him later on this week, but day or Thursday or something. Day. I wrote it down on the calendar, but they're out there. Get it right. Might not be there. Thank you so much. Okay, so it's on. All right, well, we're trying to reach him, so that's okay. I got some other stuff. That's fine. Right off the top, let me see. I was so enamored with it. For those of you that may not know, I occasionally feature the report from Fulford. Now, Ben Fulford, people need to remember that Ben Fulford, father, I think, Prime Minister. And, of course, he is the Asian Pacific desk editor for, and has a background in finance and economics, which give him a interviewed on camera people like Rockefeller out. And that being said, you have to take the reporting with a grain of salt, as so much is being rolled right now. But the interesting thing about Ben Fulford, like, he's perfectly rational, got great sources, and those sources, and something like Alec Baldwin was executed at Gitmo. Hung by the neck. Hillary Clinton was hung by the neck. Pope Francis is a clone. They use holograms. And it looks as though Pope Francis, here's a prediction for you. Possibly by the end of this week, Pope Francis may actually resign, which means we will have two living popes. We'll have Pope Benedict the 14th, Ratzinger. Real serious Nazi. And then Pope Francis. His name is like Emilio Giglio. And talking about resigning this week, too. So, very interesting things. There was a whole clutch of cardinals today in the chapel, in the Sistine Chapel, which usually doesn't ever happen unless... So, if you just remember to remind you of your history, and this is where this gets... Here, you consider the connections of Pope Francis and the demise of Ratzinger. Ratzinger was the puppet master behind everything at the Vatican for many years. When Pope John Paul was winding down or kind of losing his, not digging the whole. There were so many people that actually said to John Paul, "Please just get out. Please just retire. Go have a nice life. You know, go walk the gesticules." And he didn't take it, and of course, he died in office. Now, the person that was running everything behind the scenes, and nobody thought that he was going to actually step forward, was Cardinal Ratzinger. And Ratzinger, amazingly enough, stepped forward and became Pope. A lot of people like that. But he did it. He took over and took over the whole thing. Now, this is where it got kind of weird. Whether you know it or not, the Vatican runs the intelligence complex. If you, when you talk about the five eyes of MI5, MI6, FBI, CIA, Defense Intelligence Agency, you know, or Interpol, the Uxem Bureau, all that, every single one of these intelligence institutions, you don't get anywhere in the intelligence field unless you have a Jesuit background. For example, my uncle, Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Gillespie, was in the intel business. He, I'm not even going to tell you, but he's in the intelligence business, and he went to a Jesuit school. He went to Bellarmine. He went to a Jesuit college, which was Santa Clara. Oddly enough, he turned down a 6-year free ride in philosophy from Harvard in order to join the Marine Corps and become a intelligence guy. You know, so basically, it's naval intelligence. He used to be my best friend when I was a kid. Boy, once the military got a hold of him, he really turned into. Everybody hates him. Kids never speak. Awful Scottish wife. Goes on and on. My opinion completely. But they're all connected with the Jesuits. And the whole point, whether you guys know this or not, the entire point of the intelligence communities blowing up the World Trade Centers, right? Whether or not, however it is, whether it was a hologram and whether or not it blew up really, and John Lear had some interesting footage of stuff that looked graphic. But the reason they did that was to basically start wars in the Middle East. They had on their remote time viewing, if I guess you will, these various nations coming together, these various Arab nations coming together, and the eruption of a third great Antichrist. Not exactly predicted by Nostradamus, by the way. Nostradamus, you really look at the Nostradamus stuff on Antichrist. Almost, hold on a second. Sorry, I'm going to the oncologist tomorrow. Bad shape. And meanwhile, I'm looking at clinics like Dr. Brzezinski Clinic in Texas, using a revolutionary new called a teoplasmon. He says it's just blowing up, but the problem being, I have not pancreas based, I guess. It's viral cancer, squamous cell cancer. And then, of course, going to see the oncologist tomorrow, he's probably going to recommend probably 20 massive chemo. I refused it. They poisoned me with chemo. I had no choice in prison. They forced it on me and said, here you go, this. And the attorney was also saying, you got to do this, operating these so we can get you compassionate release, which in fact happened. And the chemo they gave me paralyzed my legs, my waist, my right arm. And as I said, oddly enough, I've been in pain from that ever since. And then days ago, after talking to Monty, a lovely healer lady, an Australian hoobajoo, Lissa, I'd like to have her back on, actually. After she did whatever she did, my legs are feeling better, and I just kind of popped out of bed and I trashed. And also tomorrow I'm going to do Kerry Cassidy's Project Camelot, along with having Ryan Velli on that night. So anyway, usually only good for about a 2-hour conversation. This is it. Killing myself while I do it. Just so go to the oncologist tomorrow at like 10:30, and then Kerry show at 3. That's always fun. Usually I don't even have to talk because she interrupts me so much. So I'm back and let her flagellate all over me. So, anyway, so Ben Fulford, I think Ben has a thing where in order for him not to get tagged or have somebody put him in bed, like I've been threatened with, I mean, they just decided, well, we'll send you to prison, we'll give you an answer, we'll have your friends, cats, value to you, your car, your bank account. So, yeah, I'm supposed to be insured by FDIC for the people that have money out of my account. All right, so here's Benjamin Fulford, and he just throws weird stuff in there, like, oh, and these people are being executed to Gitmo, and that person's a client. But let me tell you, let me just finish my thing about the Vatican. So, Pope Francis comes in. Basically, the bottom line was Ratzinger, again, it is my belief that, and I wrote a whole book about this, which is called Dark Prophet, Veil of the Antichrist. It was kind of the sequel to the first book, which was my shot at writing a novel, which was Black Seraph. And by the way, Black Seraph was like 2004. And in Black Seraph, it was all about DNA weapons, DNA-specific weapons. In other words, you could blow up a bomb in Israel that would only kill Eastern European, Polish Ashkenazi, as an example. Or you could go through a neighborhood, you could kill every black person in the neighborhood, you know, everybody else. And or in Southern California, some DNA mist or something that would kill only people of Hispanic origin. So, I mean, this is how crazy this gets. This is the neutron bomb of the 20th century that you can drop a bomb on a population, which will only hurt, break the chains of the DNA of certain races of people. That probably fits right in with Klaus Schwab's dream rally. So, but that was the purpose of the whole World Trade Center. The purpose of the whole World Trade Center was, and this is General Westmoreland, I think he was saying this. He was saying basically that the purpose of the United States military was no longer to win battles, but to create chaos. That if there were three Muslims standing in a corner, put a knife or a bomb in between the three to make sure that they fight and get out of there. And that's why we had to execute people like Muammar Gaddafi, who was bringing everybody together. He just created the Libyan Man-Made Lakes Project. $25 billion of his own money. It was going to turn North Africa into a garden, basically. So anybody that's ever been able to link these people up together, we've had to find a way to balkanize the entire Middle East to basically all make them fight each other so that we don't have 1.8 to 2 billion Muslims in the world joining up and coming after us. And that's what my book Dark Prophet was about. It was about a guy who begins to preach and everybody responds to him and he begins to put the Muslims together. And he invades Europe, and he uses the most powerful weapon in the world that you're seeing used on our southern border, which is uncontrolled immigration. And he takes a ship, and he comes across, and he has all the Muslims come into Spain, into Cordoba, Spain, because that was the last place that the caliphate ruled the areas of Europe. And actually, if you're not sure, I think it was El Cid, played by Charlton Heston, of all things. It was Charles Martel, Charles the Hammer Martel, that actually finally drove the Muslims, first out of France and then out of Spain. The only reason I tell you this is because in their remote viewing dialogues of what's ahead, and again, the remote viewing aspect of it is perfectly legitimate. As I'm sure you know, I've been telling you that these guys who are putting up all this nonsense about Project Looking Glass, you know, once again, I was right. That it turned out the real guy was fake, was not using his real name. I think his real name was Braden, I think, and not Bird. And it turns out that he was on the run from the U.S. Marshals because he hadn't registered as a sex offender. So these are the kind of people that you've been listening to, and I've been the kind of person that's been telling you that these people are fake, and this project is fake, and this whole thing is fake. And but no, I'm the one that gets bagged on them. So these people with their agnosia, which is the psychological inability to admit that they're wrong, seriously need to be defenestrated, which means thrown out a window. It's assassination by throwing something. So, yeah, so my defenestration urges are amplified by people who have agnosia. So, and the reason for this is because the Knights of Malta are the ones that they're the big Jesuits in there, and the Knights of Malta are the ones that basically run the intelligence agencies. And so the Knights of Malta actually came in and had a big long talk with Pope Benedict. And the weird part about it was is they yelled at the Pope. I mean, from 1 until about 6 o'clock, they screamed at the Pope, saying, "You're not doing enough. You're not doing enough to go after Islam. You're not," because they have prophecies that talk about specifically the last of the Fatima prophecies that basically end with Muslims overrunning Rome. and destroying the Vatican and destroying the College of Cardinals, and the Pope at that time, being the last Pope, is running through the streets, and as he climbs up on a pile of bodies, mostly those in red cloaks of the College of Cardinals, he's machine gunned by these various radical Muslim insurgents. They are terrified by this particular prophecy. All the other prophecies have actually come true. So this was the fourth and final prophecy of Fatima, which again was supposed to be read in 1963, I believe it was, by Pope John the 23rd. He was actually known as Pope John the Navigator. And the claim was that when he read the final prophecy, which was what I just imparted to you, as being what that final prophecy was from Sister, she was Lucia, and I think she changed her name to Sister Bernadetta. I could be getting this entire story completely mangled, so please forgive me. I don't suffer from agnosia. If you guys have a different story that's properly correct, I'm more than willing to correct it. Now, it was Ratzinger who came out and lied and supposedly said he finally released this fourth prophecy. And he tried to say that the entire prophecy was all about the there's an attempted assassination of the Pope on May 13th, which, interestingly enough, is St. Mary's Day. She supposedly always appears on the 13th of each month, specifically May 13th. And the challenge being is that when she appears, should I say that in the case of this, when the Pope was attempted assassination by, once again, I think it was a Serbian, and he shot the Pope, and the bullet actually lodged into
Moscow's freeze. That's your cerebral cortex looking for an answer it doesn't have.
See? Even your brain knows you're screwed.
Your body's filling with adrenaline right now. Whether you know it or not, your heart's beating fast. It's getting a little harder to breathe. Your neurobiological system is telling it to run, but your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. Radio!
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio, Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt with Ivan. Thank you. Welcome to the crypt.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Radio with Sean David Morton and Shaloo the Wonder Cat. Thank you.
that's how you do it. Ted Nugent stranglehold of the Force from 19. So I've seen Ted Nugent in concert so many times. So funny. Such a Nugent fan. And now, who would have thought that this crazy wild man who lives out in the middle of nowhere and hunts his own food with a bow and arrow would turn out to be, the hero of the alternative right movement, I guess. That's all it is. Anyway, let me finish my story about the Pope, because we think the next one's going to step down. Seeing the fact that you don't have to be Pope forever, that it's kind of a drag being Pope. It's hard on the knees. So what happened was is that you literally had the Knights of Malta, who run the Jesuits. And they came in and basically yelled at Pope Ratzinger, Pope Benedict, for not basically pressing the advantage on Islam without breaking up Islam enough. Even though the wars that ensued after 9/11, of course, took the lives of 27 million people, cost $8 trillion, wound up in Afghanistan. Now, really, they don't need the heroin out of Afghanistan anymore because they've got fentanyl to replace it with. But so this four-hour lecture happened where they yelled and yelled and yelled at the Pope. Then it was weird because at 6 p.m. that night, you had a bolt of lightning actually strike the cross off the top of St. Peter's Basilica. An hour later, a second bolt of lightning actually struck the cross. You think the Pope is in there going, oh, please, God, give me a sign. Well, that wasn't very good. Come on, give me a really good sign. One more. And an hour after that happened, he quit, being the first Pope in 732 years that actually just upped and quit so that he can go. So he's actually the Pope Emeritus. So what are you going to do when we have two Popes Emeritus? That's a lot of Hail Marys and Our Fathers. But, there's a good chance that Francis resigns or retires. God knows why. Could it be? Now, there is a big bunch of prophecies here. The main prophecies were done by Father Malachi, who was an Irish prophet in the 10th century, who came to Rome and stood on the biggest hill, the Seven Hills, and rattled off this big prophecy in which he had, I think, two lines describing every pope that went all the way down. Now, he didn't describe them all in exact order, so it's very interesting because the last of the popes, supposedly, you have... Here's the line of what it's supposed to be. You've got you've got the great sun pope, which was, of course, the moon pope. I'm sorry, the moon pope was just John Paul because he only lasted a cycle of the moon, which was 33 days. Then you have the sun pope, which is John Paul II, who lasts, of course, I think 29 years. It was almost a complete revolution of Saturn. There was a lot of speculation. As to who would be next, because you already have to have Pope Gloria Olive, who's supposed to be the Pope of the Glorious Olive Branch, and that this Pope is supposed to make great peace treaties and supposed to make peace between, I don't know, the Arabs and the Jews in the Middle East. And then after that, you have supposedly Petrus Romanus. Now, this is the last of the popes. Now Father Malachi puts up, I think, six verses at the end of this. Everybody else was two, but he has six verses for the glorious olive branch guy. I'm not sure we've actually seen him yet. But the last will be first, and therefore the very last pope, of course, the first pope was Pope Peter. And the last pope is not only supposed to be Jewish, but also Peter, or Petrus Romanus, or Peter of Rome, is supposed to be the last of the popes. Now, it's interesting that if Pope Francis steps down, does that open things up to Petrus Romanus? Now, they actually do have a cardinal that matches all the things that they say. First off, he's actually French. He's from Paris. I think he runs the Archdiocese in Paris. He was originally Jewish before he became Catholic, so that kind of covers that part. And he also has said, well, if I become Pope, that I'd probably name myself Peter. So there's a guy out there just floating around. Now, he's really old. He's 79, 81. Of course, I just saw Paul McCartney, and he's 80 years old, and he sure has more going on than Joe Biden, who, once again, they should never have named his bicycle the economy.
I'm just saying. So, so very interesting to see. If you look at papal politics and you look at what's going on and you understand how they're directly connected to all the financial institutions, and by the way, they run the major corporations. They ran the corporation that ran the United States, the United States Incorporated, which was originally, I think, put together in 1879, I think it was. That was when the Congress formed a separate government, which was basically a corporation. This is the corporation that Trump managed to get rid of. Same time he formed Space Force, same time he signed the first step back. This was all happening in 2019. And it's just weird to me that 2019 was the exact halfway point. It was the Christmas day, if you will, of this 13-year pattern. Because once again, from December 21st to 2012, you've got one last pattern in the Mayan calendar that is going to go from December to December 21st. Which is another alignment with Galactic Center of 2025. So this is the 13-year period between when the gates were open on the left and the right-hand sides of the brain. Suddenly the brain is now integrating feminine and masculine, various bases of reality. And that's when the good stuff is supposed to happen, either the good stuff or the worst stuff ever. Because once again, the Great Pyramid is talking about, even in its time coding, it talks about a big, big gap before people start incarnating again. So that you've got this this great culling of humanity, culling of men and animals. Once again, there's Manna Blavatsky. That's beginning to happen. You've got 10,000 cattle that are trying to tell you weren't poisoned, we just fell over dead from heat. Yeah, stupid. They live in Texas. Most people fall over dead from heat there. But, it is a challenge. So I'm just saying that when you understand that the Vatican is losing control of these nation states, they're starting to wise up. And by the way, the reason they keep all of these nations in trust and why they have all the trust or whatever else, this is their legitimate claim. Their legitimate claim is that they are holding all of these governments in trust so they can give them back to Jesus when he returns. That I'm not making this up. Of course, it would be a great movie to actually have Jesus return. And basically go to the Vatican and say, hey, you're sitting in my chair, because he's Jewish, right? Hey, you're in my chair. You know you're sitting in my chair. So that's the worst Jewish accent. I'm sorry. Anyway, so it's just interesting to see what's going to happen with the Pope, what's happening with all of the intelligence communities right now, whether or not they're actually going to take back things. I wouldn't count on it, kids. The same military-industrial entertainment pharmaceutical complex that brought you COVID, that brought you Vietnam, that brought you the 9/11 wars, brought you Korea, that brought you World War II. You know, they're not just going to be your friends. As a matter of fact, what happens now is you see abject, absolute chaos in the major cities. You see food shortages. Have you seen how people fight over a TV on Black Friday? What happens when they don't have any food? We're three meals away from a massive revolution. Whether you know it or not, that's how tenuous our society is. And, of course, I'm glad that Biden is going on his hands and knees, crawling and licking the dirty, sandy shoes of the Saudi Arabians. I'm happy. Go. Go. I just want to see him be as humiliated as possible. He's going to do the same thing with the Venezuelans. Remember the big, bad Venezuelans? You guys didn't also know this, but Obama, he used the Deepwater Horizon that oil rig that blew up to shut down virtually every oil rig in the Gulf of Mexico, and then turned around and wanted the oil to be replaced exclusively by his good buddies, the communist Venezuelans. When when you're hit with a shovel for so long and you begin to realize it feels really good when you stop, and when you understand that every president we've had, it's oh my God, it just goes over and over and over. You know, for Clinton, for Bush, for Obama, for you know, and now Biden, you haven't had a president since Teddy Roosevelt. Well, maybe Ronald Reagan for a brief period of time. You know, these people are they're not really that good a president. I'm not sure Donald Trump was that great a president. He did some great stuff. The Republicans stopped him in almost every major thing he wanted to do. We would have taxes at 15% instead of 21%. If not for the Republicans, not for Mitch McConnell. Scum. The turtle. He's just... They just care about power. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They care about power. They care about political chairmanships. And when you think that everything that you do is for the party and not for the country, that's when you're messed up. So we'll see. Unfortunately, you don't have much choice. It's either that or you vote for a Democrat, and then you're really screwed. So anyway, so big changes are coming with the Vatican. I'm just saying that there's still a body of prophecy that needs to be completed, or not. You know, I mean, but it's the whole thing about Petrus Romanus. Remember, we're completely off the rails now. Completely off the rails. I mean, there's prophecies in the Great Pyramid that are off or wrong or have been derailed. There's the Nostradamus stuff hasn't worked since 2005. There's the Edgar Casey stuff that went out the window years ago. There's the Lori Toy I Am America stuff. Yeah, totally gone. There's the Ben Fulford, not Ben Fulford, but the Gordon Michael Scallion was a big admirer of, and he was the Mac Daddy of earthquake predictors, and he had a near death experience. You know, he had the classic superhero American story. He had a stroke or something, and he came back seeing pretty colors and had visions of the future. What's that, Shalou? Shalou's just getting comfy here. That's more fun. So the and I was competing with Gordon for a period of time. As a matter of fact, I got into the prophecy prediction business primarily because of people like Dolores Cannon, the worst person I've ever known. And I hope she's roasting on a spit in hell somewhere. And Gordon Michael Scallion, good guy. But the problem was is that he so hung on to his version of reality that, I mean, I remember people on Coast to Coast when people were calling in going, and he was literally predicting that, you know, like next Tuesday, California is going to fall into the ocean and the whole world is going to be destroyed. And people are calling in going, well, Gordon, you know what? If you turn out to be wrong, which it certainly sounds like you're going to be, you're going to owe a lot of people one hell of an apology. And, you know, Gordon would just kind of go, just kind of mumble. And, of course, I'd come on there and say, well, look, Gordon was right up to here. Up until 1992, by the way, he was massively accurate. And things changed. There was a direct intervention. I mean, there was a fleet of flying saucers that I witnessed with my own eyes flying over, with all my neighbors, by the way, flying over Hermosa Beach, California. Happened twice. Actually, I've had three sets. One was a singular UFO, but three fleets of UFOs. Two fleets of UFOs. Fleets of UFOs. One was January 28th of 92, and the other one was October 31st of 2009. Which is when all kinds of crazy stuff was going on. They were altering everything from the sun to the balance of the planet to I mean, you just have to know how close we actually came to a polar shift of some kind at that time. Anyway, so but all these prophecies and all this stuff are just, you know, are way off. And as I said, we're still waiting on the Blavatsky prophecy about her talking about the Death Star. And that this boom star, these two supernovas, the light of this explosion, was supposed to hit us, according to NASA, on June 1st. They're saying it's coming this summer. But they threw their hands up when they weren't right in their calculations. They're like, well, what? It's not rocket science. Oh. Anyway, so talking about Ben Fulford. Like I said, he was Rand Forbes magazine. He's a very legitimate guy. But he just throws crazy stuff out there, I think, to keep people from shooting him. So this is what he says. He says Western financial hallucination now crashes into reality. Or he says, no matter how hard you try to avoid reality, it eventually catches up with you. This is the lesson the privately owned Western central banks are now learning as their fiat money hallucination crashes into the world, into the real world. The across-the-board collapse of financial markets seen recently is no ordinary market move. It is a systems collapse. Now, let me interject here. I'm the only one that told you years ago that the market was going to go to 29,000. It's going to go to 29,000, and I wasn't sure what was going to happen after that. But in that weird land around 29,000, there was going to be a massive financial collapse. Turns out the financial collapse, in fact, happened, but it all happened because of COVID. It all happened because it was a controlled financial collapse. The weird thing about it is that now there's, what, 11 million jobs open now? And it's like, is it just me, or where did these people go that had these jobs? Because it's literally like Thanos, the god of death, went, I am inevitable, and snapped his fingers. And like, all the businesses disappeared. All the people disappeared. It's like half the population of the world just vanishes. And I've actually seen people with coffee cups and t-shirts that say, Thanos was right. Of course, that's what the Democrats want, too. By the way, the Democrats want half the population of the world to be done, to be dead. So that we can all, because we all like trees and little bunnies and little deer loping through the forest. Everybody likes that. And, oh, people are bad. Man is in the forest because people are bad. People make poop. People make a mess. People wreck everything. Oh, they wreck our environment. Oh, it's not good. Man is in the forest, as they used to say when Walt Disney came on the lot. That's from Bambi. But anyway, I warned you all. I said, watch what happens when it turns to 29,000. And just about, it was a little bit beyond 29,000 when the whole thing just collapsed. And by the way, it was a voluntary collapse. The world just finally said, we give up. It's going to be a jubilee now. No more business. No more nothing. Everybody's going to, you know, get sucked into this whole COVID thing. And by the way, it was Trump that did it. I don't know. You can blame everybody, but it's Trump that foisted this fascist Fauci on you and the scarf lady. Remember her? And gave him like 4 hours of time just blabbing away. And now Fauci just won't shut up. Ooh, because now it's monkeypox. Now you have to masturbate in a circle 6 feet away from somebody else. Oh, that sounds like the most fun orgy I've ever seen. I guess if you're in the middle, no, never mind. Anyway, so no matter how hard you try to avoid reality, it eventually catches up with you. This is the lesson the privately owned Western central banks are now learning. As their fiat money hallucination crashes into the real world. The across-the-board collapse in financial markets seen recently is no ordinary market move. It's a systems collapse, I would have to agree. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down 11 out of the past 12 weeks, something that has never happened before. Now, let me also point out, the market's never been this high. It's never been, you know, we're in 30,000 range. So, you know, if it adjusts by a bunch, then so what? So, oh, the biggest swing ever. Well, it's never been this high either. He goes on. The closest was in the Great Crash of 1929 when it fell 10 out of 11 weeks. Normally, when stocks fall, bonds will rise as people rush to safety. However, U.S. Treasuries are having their biggest collapse since Nixon took the U.S. off the gold standard in the early 70s. Cryptocurrency markets, for their part, are down two-thirds from their peak. And have evaporated $2 trillion in imaginary money. Now, that's an interesting point. Because when I first told you about cryptocurrency, specifically Bitcoin, it was $6. And people were looking at me. I was up in San Francisco going, you got to buy Bitcoin. Put every dollar you got into Bitcoin. And, of course, Bitcoin went up to something like $60,000. I had Mr. Rowe buy me some Ethereum. And then he either lost it or spent it. I don't know which. But I had some Ethereum way back in the day when it was cheap. And there's some interesting things in there. And let me tell you that the inflation rate right now is 8%. It's going to be 16. So anything you buy now, if you buy a house, if you buy a car, if you have it on credit, you're going to be paying 16 to 20% less for it in a year because that's how inflation works. The only good thing about inflation is inflation allows homeowners to pay off their homes. Because you're paying it off. You're paying the value of the house for money that's worth less. So a $100,000 home, you're only going to wind up paying, let's say it's 20%, you'll pay $80,000 for that $100,000 home. Like there are homes for $100,000 anywhere. Now, the other thing is that Nixon took us off the gold standard. This was great for me because my dad bought me $5,000 worth of gold coins. He said, what do you want me to do for college fund? I said, I want gold coins. They were $32 an ounce when I bought them. Well, I was going to USC when our buddy Jimmy Carter was president of the United States. Interest rates were 22%. Remember that? Inflation was crazy. And by the way, one gold coin that I bought for $32 was now worth $850. And I just ratted out a coin to pay for a class. It's expensive at USC. So, you know, you get out of there with a degree that costs you a couple hundred thousand easy. So the consensus among top financial industry veterans is that stocks are going to fall 90% before all this ends. The only reason they haven't fallen that much is because obviously the inflation is what keeps the stocks up.
My voice is just trash today. It's
anyway, today, June 20th, all financial markets in the U.S. are closed, supposedly for Juneteenth. It's just the dumbest thing ever, but it's like, okay, fine, you know, another day off work. Of course, you know, the post offices are closed, the banks are closed. And however, since the summer solstice is tomorrow, it's the first day of summer, this is also a key date for, guess what? Satanic sacrifices. CIA sources say they are going to use this as an excuse to shut down banks and steal people's savings. All major U.S. financial markets will be closed Monday, June 20th, in observance of the Juneteenth National Independence Day holiday. Okay, all right, fine. Because they just had to put a black holiday right in the middle of Gay Pride Month because black people are pretty pissed off that these gay people came dancing in. They didn't get bit by dogs or blasted by hoses or had to do marches where people threw crap at them or whatever else. They just went, we're here, we're gay, we've got rights, we can do whatever we want. We can put our penis wherever we like. And it's got to piss off black folks who actually suffered, you know, actually went through slavery and actually went through marches and actually went through all the things that they went through to get not just civil rights, but equal rights. And the gays just march in and say, well, let's have a parade. And it still bugs me that, you know, they've introduced the gay flag. And once again, you'll notice that most preschools will have the six-color flag. There's only on the homosexual flag, there's only six colors. And there's a black line and there's a brown line, which for people that actually play with feces. I'll be more with that. And if I can get... Yep.
Broadcasting live from the peak of Mount Warning, the most easterly point of Australia. Tune in to the Free Manatee Radio Show with your host, Spread Love, every Monday, 6 a.m. EST. On the show each week, we discuss realistic solutions to help you observe rather than take part in the globalist agenda. We will dig into the past to find solutions for the future. We will discuss the wisdom of Ayurveda, the science of life, for techniques for understanding and achieving personal health and longevity. Please join us every Monday on Studio A, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Free Manatee Radio broadcast with your host, Spread Love, on Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
What the heck is the truth, jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio! Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio!
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number 3 is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
We are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne. And I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in Defense Condition 1, as we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in. And I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for the unequivocal truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
Thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. If you plan to call in and speak with one of our hosts, please turn down your radio and separate yourself from any background noise and wait for the area code to be called on before you speak. And don't forget, Revolution Radio freedomslips.com is listener supported. So stop by the homepage, freedomslips.com, visit the site support area to help support the host you're listening to's airtime. Thank you. Revolution Radio freedomslips.com, where the truth never sleeps.
This is JP from Journeys with JP. You're listening to Revolution Radio, and now back to Sean David Morton with Strange Universe.
Tunes, Tattooed Love Boys. Just crazy. It's like Chrissy Hines and an orgy doing crazy things. So there you go. So Bitcoin and its close associates are being destroyed. so that the Fed and its Khazari Mafia central bank allies can create their own digital currency. We always knew that the Khazarian Mafia cabal had a backdoor into Bitcoin and are ultimately controlling it as it was created by the Pentagon, the sources comment. Now, let me interject me in here. I interviewed Janet Yellen back when she was head of the San Francisco Federal Reserve. She wasn't any smarter back then either. But back when she was the head of the San Francisco Federal Reserve, I called her on the phone. She answered the phone, and she talked to me. So at that point, our conversation was very interesting because I had predicted that the 2008 financial crash was going to happen in 2006. And the only reason it didn't is because the Federal Reserve began to print so much money. I mean, it just started hyperinflating the currency so that if they were going to defenestrate us and push us all out a window, they were going to make sure that we would land on some mattresses and maybe have some pillows wrapped around us or so. So when I asked Yellen, I said, well, how much, what is the debt of the United States? And at that time, it was about $8 trillion. Boy, remember those days? Oh, yeah, kids, I remember when gas was only 10 bucks when I was a kid. 10 bucks, Grandpa. Wow. Anyway, so I said, well, how is the federal debt supposed to be repaid? And she said, well, it has to be repaid with Federal Reserve notes. She was actually using the term Federal Reserve notes, not U.S. dollars. And I said, well, okay, how many Federal Reserve notes are there in circulation? And she said, well, there's about $750 billion. Leading me to the obvious question, how is the government, which is separate from you, the Federal Reserve, which is private, how do you pay off $8 trillion worth of debt with only $750 billion in cash? Her exact words, ladies and gentlemen, the brilliance of this woman just took me off my feet with her scholarly repartee when she said, I don't know. Literally, I'm quoting. Janet Yellen said, I don't know. And then she pointed this out. And this is one of the reasons why, probably from that interview, which I published in my newsletter, which is called March Madness, at that time, where she said, well, we're probably going to come up with some kind of electronic currency, some kind of digital currency. And the digital currency should make up the short gap between the fact that the debt has to be paid in this currency when there's not even that much currency, obviously, anywhere. So all the money manipulation that you're seeing, it's exactly like what happened with Facebook. What happened with Facebook was everybody thought they were going to get rich. But then what you saw is you saw the Rothschilds, you saw the Rockefellers, you saw BlackRock, you saw these horrible investing people, and they started doing a number on Facebook. Oh, it sucks. Oh, it's terrible. Nobody likes it. Everybody sees it. And they drove all these people in Facebook thought they were going to be rich now, and it drove the price of Facebook. God, it was like 178 or something crazy, and it drove the price of Facebook down to I think $48. And then what happened is that when it got down to 48, 47, 46, people had swooped in and bought all of it. Was Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs just scooped it up. And, of course, the minute they went public and Goldman Sachs owned everything, then it shot up to just, you know, crazy price. But it was just their way of screwing you again. I still remember when I told everybody that Disney was going to buy Pixar. And everybody said, that's impossible. That's not going to happen. Disney's not going to buy it. It's like, I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. And, of course, they managed to drive the Pixar stock down some and Disney stock down some. And then, of course, Disney bought Pixar, and the Pixar stock went crazy. This was back in the day when I was doing all the financial stuff on the radio, and I was right all the time. They couldn't have people like that. They couldn't have people that could predict the price of the stock market. They couldn't have people like me that could walk into a casino and walk out with thousands of dollars using remote viewing, which I can still do. So the they, of course, is the small, inbred, in-blooded, sister-screwing, Satan-worshipping family group, you know, the kind that take showers with their daughters and then mess them up. The sister is just as screwed up as Hunter. So maybe old Joe took a few showers with Hunter as well. That explains, everybody in that messed up family. But the family group that owns the Western Central Banks and 90% of transnational corporations, and again, there was something called the Gladenfeld Index. And I've been mocked for this, even though I'm saying, look, this is the graph from a Harvard professor, this guy named Gladenfeld. And Gladenfeld basically mapped every corporation on Earth and found, and then put it in a big, in a graph that was a big sphere. And it was like red on the outside, and it was blue, and it was yellow, and then, you know, the inner core, I think, the inner core was red. And he found that basically of the 60 million corporations on the planet, that they all interlinked and were owned by this and that and the other thing. And he boiled it down and said that basically every corporation on Earth is owned by a grand total of 750 people, which is true. 750 people. I've been mocked for that number. Oh, he thinks the whole world is run by 750 people. Well, why don't you do the math? I love people that just want to make fun of you and don't want to actually do the math and the research. However, you can confirm that Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street, and State Street Banking control 40% of U.S. stocks. And if you look at who owns them, you'll find the usual Rockefeller, Rothschild, you know, super interbred suspects, all who belong to something called the Council, which is all patterned out of in my new Sands of Time Time Runner book, which you have to get to listen to the show. You've got to get Time Runner Act 1. They, in turn, are now slaves to an artificial intelligence system that controls 70% of all stock trades. 70%. And this group is now in the process of trying to buy everyone's houses. All the houses that went on the market when all this COVID stuff happened. And now what you're seeing is that the protections of that are now running out. And you got houses for sale all over the place. Well, these massive corporations are buying the houses, so you will have to rent for the rest of your life. Unfortunately for them, unfortunately for us, they're now learning the ancient Shinto tale of Black Dragon. Now, this is a really valuable lesson. I want you to listen closely to what I'm about to say, because this is a Buddhist Shinto tale, and they've told this for forever. Shinto Buddhism, oddly enough, was formed in the 1840s in Japan by a woman named Oyama, and she was a Pleiadian contactee, oddly enough, out of the city of Tenrikyo. And the tale of the Black Dragon is, according to the tale, if you invoke the Black Dragon, you will get mystical magic powers, black magic powers. You'll be able to see weaknesses in others and exploit them all for your own benefit. And eventually, you will accumulate great wealth and power. However, it has a fatal flaw, because once you have this power, the ability to see weaknesses in others and exploit them for your own benefit, you'll have no friends and be doomed as a result. So this tiny group of people use their money to buy politicians, doctors, hospitals, Freemasons, judges, generals, and thought that they were beyond any form of justice or punishment. Now, though, what has happened is that they have accumulated so much wealth and so much power that the vast majority of people will not be affected when their financial hallucination ends. In other words, the complete and utter collapse of the global markets will mainly only affect the 0.01% who own them. So the Bible talked about jubilees, that you had to do certain things every 7 years, break contracts, free slaves, people guilty of petty crimes, whatever. But every 7 years you had to declare bankruptcy, and everybody got an olly olly oxen free, and everybody got to start over. And then every 50 years you gave the land back to the people that originally owned it. That way it kept everything from accumulating in the hands of 1% of the people. This is why early on in Catholicism, interest banking was outlawed. Still in Islam, interest banking is outlawed because it's a Babylonian banking system which eventually destroys everybody that engages in it. So, and when you have the land and the property and the money, it can still accumulate. It goes up and up and up, and it's 5%, 3%, 4%. Now it's 0.01%. The greater and bloodier the revolution is when it comes, and people take back their stuff and their property. And don't get me wrong, there's still, I can't even tell you how many millions of guns and how many trillions of rounds of ammunition are in the United States. They're never going to get guns away from people. And let's not call it gun control. Let's call it what it is, citizen disarmament. That's what it is. We're all for citizen disarmament. yeah, hold that sign up and try to get some donors. But as their financial control grid implodes, their own people are in revolt while an international alliance closes in on them. So, by the way, if you look, there's a video out where puppet leader Juan Guaido being attacked in Venezuela shows what awaits all these Khazarian mafia fake politicians. But the first to fall is going to be Europe. The Russians and others have cut off their gas because nobody wants to accept their nothing-backed fiat money as paper for goods. That was the crazy thing about when Putin came in and started rebuilding the Russian economy. They were like taking gas and taking fuel and whatever from the Russians. And all Vladimir Putin had to do was turn a spigot and go, are you getting cold coming in? Is it the cold where you are? And watch what happens this winter. But last week, Italy and Slovakia reported being less than half of the usual volumes of gas from Russia. France hasn't had gas since June 15th. Poland, Bulgaria, Finland, Denmark, the Netherlands have already had their Russian gas delivery suspended. Germany is also facing a cutoff soon. So that's on BBC Business. The Europeans can't find gas anywhere else. Algeria has also cut off half the gas supply that it sends to Europe via pipeline. And, of course, the fake Biden regime promised Europeans that they would replace Russian gas, but their main gas export terminal has now been blown up and will not resume full operations until the end of the year. Pretty crazy, huh? So a fire targeted the year-end full operations. So the squeeze is also being put on oil. The oil the Europeans have been stealing from Libya ever since the murder of Muammar Gaddafi in 2011 has now finally been cut off. 11 million BPD as it shuts down nearly all of its oil fields. This is Libya. So Ukraine's largest oil refinery has been destroyed, cutting off another major source of European oil. And so everything is starting to grind to a halt. So no wonder German MP Stefan Kofre says the European sanctions and embargo hurt Germany and not Russia. That's right. Russians have plenty of oil. And I love it. There's this picture of all these mental midgets. All these guys are in suits and ties, and you've got Zelensky in his brown camel pants and his green camouflage shirt, like he's out there fighting with the Ukrainian military and saving them from Russia. So in these circumstances, the new German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and French President Emmanuel Macron, who, by the way, the National Front just gained something like 88 seats, which means that Marine Le Pen, good for her, is finally in some kind of control in the parliament there. Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, you know, with the crazy hair, and Romanian President Klaus Iohannis, they all went to Ukraine last week to meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky when he's not wearing his high heels and dressing up like a chick. The reason they went is that, quote, they're trying to figure out how to obtain their last amount of stolen money because they all know it's game over for them. This is why we just pumped it full of $56 billion. There's $40 billion and another $16 billion on top of that. So if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But Boris Johnson made his second surprise visit to Kiev, strange enough, to basically just try to see what kind of capital they can get. Because, again, once you cut off, Ukraine is the head of the dragon. Also, it's very interesting. I mean, I saw some stuff today that they're talking about Texas, and now that they've actually seen the movie 2,000 Mules, and good for you, Dinesh D'Souza. You want to talk about white hats. There's one of your white hats right there. Somebody that's doing something about all this. But now they're talking about Texas after seeing this movie is now talking about decertifying the election. That would be interesting. So the fake Biden regime is also doomed. Now, this is where Ben Fulford gets a little crazy, but he says that may be why a Biden avatar fell off his bicycle last week. It may be used... Fulford says it's a stationary bicycle, which it wasn't. It may be used as an excuse to explain that he is quitting due to a head injury, the sources say. Well, thank God there was a little girl with smelly hair there to break his fall. The real reason, of course, is that his regime is being cut off from global energy markets. They are now burning through the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve at such a pace that it'll be used up by the end of the year. And by the way, this is Trump saving us again. Because if you remember this, when gas was nothing, I mean, when oil was, when they were paying us to take it, when it was at zero, he said, okay, and he turned around and filled up all the strategic oil reserve at that time. So, once again, we're relying on Trump to save us until, I guess, Batman can come back. But no regime can survive such a shock, and the social order is already collapsing. Michael Snyder notes, quote, shoplifting has essentially become a national pastime. Open-air drug markets operate freely right under the noses of indifferent authorities. Addicts pull their pants down and take a dump whenever and wherever they feel like doing so. Thanks to record levels of illegal immigration, gang membership is absolutely exploding, and human trafficking has reached truly frightening levels. It's the end of the American dream.com. If the streets of America are this chaotic now, what will they be like when things really start hitting the fan? Again, we're 3 meals away from a major revolution. Now, the Russians had their new and improved Putin avatar. Read the riot act to the Western elites last week. In a fiery speech, Putin said such things as, quote, international institutions are collapsing and security guarantees are being devalued. It has turned out to be simply impossible to reach any new agreements with the West. The European Union has completely lost its political sovereignty. Detachment from reality will lead to a rotation of elites in the near future. Notice he called it the rotation of elites. In other words, nothing new. Same old gang. So that is why the real power in Russia is now Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who says contacts with Europe are absent from Russia's priorities. They just said, screw you. The Europeans became so overwhelmingly dependent on Russian oil. Again, all Putin had to do was turn a spigot. Go, are you getting cold? So China is now working with Russia to, quote, push the international order and global governance towards a more just and reasonable direction. So this is why Putin says, quote, the era of a unipolar world is at an end. So, in other words, there was a period of time when the United States was the big dog. We were it. We were all that was left. And now Putin has come in and basically turned Russia into a superpower again, primarily using all the oil that they struck. No big theory behind that, by the way, that he's actually tapped into. He used the paper of a German scientist in the 1930s who talked about a theory of what's called abiotic oil. And that abiotic oil, that if you drill down deep enough, if you drill down about 48,000 feet, that you find a place where oil is actually made by the earth. It's actually rejuvenating itself. And he tapped into this, and the oil well has been gushing ever since. Facing a paradigm collapse, many still brainwashed members of the soon-to-be former Western ruling class are suffering severe cognitive dissonance. This is why, quote, Western reporters have simply gone nuts, Russian presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov said. Let there be no doubt, war has been declared on the Western elite by Russia and, to a lesser extent, China. So, if you are at war against Russia, the negotiations usually look like an unconditional surrender, American military analyst Scott Ritter says. So, yeah, Russia could wipe out Europe and it would be a war that would last 200 seconds. 200 seconds. They have the tsunami torpedo that could just create a massive tidal wave. Gee, sound familiar? Like Fukushima? And just wipe out Scotland, Ireland, England, France. The international boycott of the West is being accompanied by international special forces raids on our 47 United States biolabs, which are all over the world, CIA sources say. U.S. biolabs are in Bangladesh, the Congo, Nicaragua, Nigeria, Egypt, Ethiopia, Georgia, Ghana, Haiti, India, Indonesia, and Ukraine. Kenya and elsewhere are being raided to root out U.S. biowarfare activity, the sources say. Isn't that interesting? All the countries where they want to get rid of all those useless eaters. Because people like trees more than people, obviously. And, babies are sticky and smelly. So if you look at who is funding these activities, you find the criminals are actively trying to kill 90% of humanity. I mean, this is Klaus Schwab in his book. I read it to you the other night. I think Klaus Schwab in his book talks about, you know, how he wants, in his plan, he wants to mix Chinese and Japanese populations who are ingrained over, this is Klaus Schwab talking now, says they're ingrained over hundreds of years to be drone-like, to be obedient. And he wants to mix those with Europeans. And then you get the best slaves. Those are the best slaves. Because they'll work and work and work, and they've got the physical stamina to work and work and work. I guess they're attractive enough to be, you know, literally screwed to death or sacrificed. So the funding sources include the U.S. National Institute of Health, the World Bank. And by the way, why the hell does the World Bank have a BS3, level 3 bio lab, a bioweapons lab in Ethiopia? The World Bank. But U.S. Navy Medical Research, the Gates Foundation, the CDC, which is not a government organization, and the Clinton Foundation, etc., each one of them maintain a BSL level 3 biolab somewhere. Also, the main country funding the United States NIH Nigerian lab is Canada. Canada. So for anyone wondering how the WEF puppet Trudeau was involved, the proof is right here. He funded it all. And there's a document that says it all. It's the NCBI, NLM, NIH government books. It's right there. Of course, these criminals are literally fighting for their lives and will not go quietly into the night. If you think this is going to be easy and these people are just going to disappear, you got another thing coming. All right, got a big thing on Antarctica coming up after this.
Chaos. The sick ones are sitting on their fat asses eating and drink themselves into a stupor, polluting the world without a second thought while it goes down the toilet. Nobody wants to do the nasty work. You know, the shit that we all just think about. Most good citizens are just along for the ride and then bitch and moan and complain about everything when it doesn't work out. Not me. Get it, Tom?
Revolution Radio, where we do the nasty work. www.freedomslips.com.
Travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school.
I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm. As expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
They're beasts and they're boys. Captain Kirk's favorite song. Beastie Boys, really. Seriously. Moon's in Aries tonight, so hey, rock and roll. Crazy stuff waking you up. You probably won't be able to sleep anyway because, you know, again, it's an Aries moon. It just makes you weird, freaky. So next couple of days, just wear red. Lots of red. Red. Just wear red. And lose your temper. And wave your fingers around. So, as I said, these criminals are fighting for their lives, not wanting to go quietly into the night. And as I said, because they've now managed to take over the presidency, the Senate, and the Congress, with the exception of like two waffly teeter-totter people, what, Manchin and Sinema. From now until the election, it's going to be crazy. I mean, you're going to see the streets will explode. Civil war will ignite. I mean, the best they could do is this. Oh, insurrection. A bunch of people who just wandered around the Capitol, which belongs to the people anyway. 60 people still sitting in prison, still sitting in solitary confinement after, what, a year and a half? Disgusting. Nobody helps them. What about the AFL-CIO? What about the ADL? What about the stupid Civil Liberties Union? Where are they?
No place. Anyway, so in China, the Communist Party uses its vast COVID surveillance infrastructure to stifle protests by turning people's health QR codes red. And they are then arrested and locked up. China bank protests stopped by health codes, turning red turning depositors that wanted their money out. They just turned them red and arrested them all. In the West, the Khazarian mafia bosses are still desperately pumping out disease fear porn, which everybody's pretty much bored of now, in an attempt to instill, plus they picked the funniest disease ever, which is monkeypox. You know, don't all masturbate within 6 feet of each other. In an attempt to install similar control mechanisms in their own countries. So they've been rehearsing and game planning this for years. For example, in November 2021, Bill Gates warned of a bioterrorist threat at 10 airports in 10 countries. And then on May 19th, 2020, we see news reports of monkeypox in 10 countries. May of 2022. Monkeypox in 10 countries. And again, this is from, I guess what, monkeys having sex with a bunch of gay guys in a hot tub. But in a sign of how insane the current regime has become, the monkeypox outbreak, it's just funny to say, prompted the CDC, not a government agency, to advise people to, quote, masturbate together at a distance of at least 6 feet without touching each other. You can't make this stuff up. It's absolutely true. So there are some of the so-called leaders of the West who are behind this insanity. Justin Trudeau, who's never seen like a Halloween costume he doesn't like. Macron in France, who married like his grandma, didn't he? In Canada, Trudeau prompted former top bureaucrat Paul Tillier to warn Trudeau's control freakdom of an office is in the process of destroying the public service. And the word destroying is not too small or too strong. I'm sorry. In Australia, former Australian Prime Minister John Howard placed a 90-year suppression order on naming pedophile judges, chomos, as judges. And one former prime minister, a chomo, all child molesters. Not that many people in Australia. How do you get your hands on them? The nutcases are still trying to provoke World War III as well. The latest was a move by Baltic EU NATO member Lithuania. Lithuania, where really tall girls come from, to ban all rail transit goods going to Russia's far western enclave in Kaliningrad. Now, if I remember my history correctly, Poland did the same thing. It was a similar ban. But Poland did this to Germany, and it's what really started World War II. Of course, they tell you that the Germans invaded Poland, but what really happened was is that the Russians invaded Poland first, and then they executed 25,000 officers in the Kachin Forest, which, by the way, later the Russians admitted it was them. So it's like the entire Second World War was, oops, a mistake. Sorry about that. So we're also seeing ongoing attempts by these goons to attack journalists. For example, three attempts have been made on the life of Gordon Duff from Veterans Today in the past week. I'm sorry, I don't believe that. I just don't. Gordon Duff is kind of a big-time drama queen, and he's always spouting a bunch of stuff on Veterans Today that just isn't true. Yeah. People that say, oh, somebody tried to kill me. It's just, you know, most of it's made up. Not like in my case where they actually did, but that's a whole other thing. Quote, there may well have been an attempt to kill me a few days ago. Someone ran a stop sign and pulled in front of my motorcycle. Well, there you go. Someone ran a stop sign, but they were trying to kill you. I went through their passenger window at pretty good speed. I have a TBI and tons of stitches and many other injuries. My wife, Carol, has a broken leg, two broken wrists, broken nose. I was not supposed to survive. Okay. Gordon, I'm very, very sorry this happened to you. And accidents happen, especially when you ride a motorcycle and you ride in the part of the country that you ride in. So I'm very sorry this happened, but I doubt it's some conspiracy. By the way, what happened to the people that you crashed into with your motorcycle? So it appears that Gordon Duff went off the reservation by reporting too much truth about the Ukraine, etc. Okay. Sure. This writer, Ben Fulford, also received death threats last week from people formerly employed by the Rockefellers in Japan. Note the word formerly. We can confirm renditions have begun in Japan, and many deep state operatives in this country are being taken to the U.S. military base in Guam. Again, no real proof of that. And speaking of U.S. military bases, we will once again conclude with some Operation Blue Beam-related testimony. I hate when he does this. About the Dulce Mesa, Dulce Base in New Mexico by former Naval Intelligence Officer William Cooper. Oh, boy, William Cooper, who was... William Cooper was nuts. He was a serious alcoholic and made a bunch of stuff up, but that's... he says, how is this for Project Blue Beam? Also, there are some more related visuals sent to us, whatever. As usual, we hope that this is part of a long-awaited disclosure about secret U.S. programs. It may well be the imminent collapse of the U.S. government would accelerate these disclosures. We shall see. All right, there were no visuals or anything that were sent to him that I can forward on to you guys, so it is what it is. Now, I'm going to be on Kerry Cassidy's show. God, I got a jam-packed show tomorrow. I'm going to be on Kerry Cassidy's program tomorrow at 3 o'clock. I don't know if people listen to it live or not. So the latest loving and wonderful brotherly sisterly interruptive view with Kerry, if I can get in a word edgewise, will be certainly interesting. We'll be talking there also about Antarctica and about the Stargates in Iraq. I think it's an obvious reason. The Stargates in Iraq, we had to close them because there's stuff that's going to invade. It's kind of weird. So, and then tomorrow night on this show, we're going to have Captain Canada. Ryan Velli is going to come on. And then we're going to have Kevin Shaw, an amazing individual from Toronto. But anyway, Ryan Velli, former Captain Ryan Velli, and his adventures inside the Pentagon as an analyst now. A lot of people were asking me questions about Antarctica. So here's a little something to aid me in my telling you about one of the biggest secrets going. So when it comes to Antarctica, there are never simple answers to questions. It's much like working with a pearl. You've got to just peel it back carefully to see if at its core it's valuable or not. You've got to open up the oyster. Now, I know many people out there are familiar with Project High Jump. So Project High Jump was interesting because they carved out whole cities under the ice. They had an atomic reactor that gave them like 24/7, you know, boiling water for showers and all this. It was rather palatial, actually. So I'm not going to add anything to that information, with the exception of the conclusion of that episode. The USA was forced into a treaty of neutrality over the place, over Antarctica. And as the world changed, more countries wanted to understand what the US was doing on the ice. So in 1959, the United Nations worked on the International Geophysical Year Program. The underlying purpose was much more political than scientific. At the conclusion of the program, the neutrality agreement was established to keep the world from going to war over what had been discovered there in the late 40s and the early 50s. There is a cover story that everyone had to agree to if they wanted to be any part of the development of Antarctica. That was basically that the ice sheet was millions of years old and that Antarctica had never had any life on it. Well, that held up pretty well until the 1980s, and when so many independent, well-paid professional engineers and scientists were let in on the ice to do some studies. That is also the time when the whole cover story got blown away. The whole continent had been, for millions of years, a wetland filled with flora and fauna, exactly like the Arctic in Canada. And you know why that's important? One would ask, well, what's one of the biggest things that comes out of Canada? And why does it come out of Canada? Because of the frozen land up in the Arctic. So there's bunches of oil up there. And again, think Saudi Arabia, Libya, Iraq. What's the common denominator among all of them? Hydrocarbons, oil. They were at one time, if you remember the Great Pyramid, had the Nile going right past what today is the Sphinx. But all of them, that entire area of the Sahara, was lush, green, tropical zones for millions of years. The desertification of them only started 8,000 years ago. However, thousands of feet of saturated, decomposed plant and animal life lie beneath that sand. which is why Joe Biden's going to be crawling on his hands and knees to the Saudi Arabians, who are terrible people. But, you know, they persecute their women, they persecute homosexuals, they... If you steal, they cut your hand off, though. It's no messing around with that. They don't have a lot of people stealing. But the basic precursors for when mixed with geothermal heat produce what we call crude oil. Light, sweet crude oil. It comes right out of the ground. You can put it in your car. And right now, the Russians are pushing Almol to start drilling in the Arctic near the pole. The U.S. government got that game in that game too late and is now paying the price. The Arctic fields look like mud ponds in comparison to what is available in Antarctica. And by the way, the thing that turned the Russian economy around is Vladimir Putin believed a scientific paper by a German scientist about abiotic oil, that if you drill down deep enough, about 48,000 feet or so, you get the planet itself making oil. We're not going to run out. The planet itself actually manufactures this oil simply by the tectonic movements of it. Matter of fact, the Deepwater Horizon, you ever saw the movie with, Matt Damon? Deepwater Horizon was trying to drill down to that 48,000 feet, and they drilled into the side of what apparently was an oil volcano, an asphalt volcano. And that's what caused it. And again, people think that there's no oil. Did they see what happened when they drilled into that? They couldn't stop the oil. It just was going up and up and up and up and up, and they couldn't stop it. I mean, it's just millions and millions and millions of gallons of oil that were just pouring into the sea because, we don't have enough of it. So the second major factor is the fact that the ice cover has only been in place for 13,500 years, which also means that modern man has been on the continent for at least 100,000 years. Now, scholars just shrug and nod because they don't want to take the time to rewrite all of the history books, all the geology books, but they just go, and they walk away when people ask intelligent questions about why Egypt reached a zenith when they built the pyramid, which was about 13,500 years ago. And it's funny because you see the Saqqara pyramid like next to it, and they supposedly claim that the Saqqara pyramid was built first, which is nothing. It's a ziggurat. It's literally a pile of rocks. And then in 100 years, they developed the technology to build single-handedly the most amazing, incredible, mathematical stone structure. It explains everything. It has the distance of the Earth to the Moon, the distance of the Earth to the Sun, the distance of the equinoxes. It also has prophecy inside. I mean, there's so many things about the pyramid that you just stand in awe of this structure. I have since I was 15 years old. Amazing. Studied it my entire life. So I'm kind of disappointed that a lot of the prophecies have just gone completely off track. So think of prehistoric civilization here. One doesn't need aliens or Nazis for this story. The simple fact that with what we call LIDAR and deep radar, it's what they're discovering, all the massive new cities. Something like 200 million people lived in Mesoamerica, lived in Central America and of the Western United States, and now we're finding all these under the deep, deep jungle, you know, around in Guatemala, around Chichen Itza. But structures have been located. It screws up the complete timeline of all our history, religion, and politics. So just imagine someone coming clean and telling the world that everything that we thought we knew is wrong. Completely. Kind of like what I do on this show every night. Because everything you know is wrong. And when you grow up, like I have, in the military, industrial, entertainment, pharmaceutical complex, especially when you work in the media, like I have on shows like Hard Copy as an example, you just begin to realize what crap it is when you're behind the scenes. You can make anybody look like a villain or a hero. It's all about the editing. It's all about the music. It's all about whatever it is you want to do with them. And every single thing you see has a point of view. They don't call it television programming for nothing. So if somebody just came out, just imagine someone coming clean, telling the world that everything we thought we knew was wrong completely, like Walter Cronkite as an example, who I knew personally and who, you know, would just laugh at the public because he would say that everything people know is wrong. But can you actually imagine the reaction? Because the very basis of all Western civilization starts to crumble at the thought of that. Then you add to that they were technologically advanced, and the vision of a nuclear winter sets in very quickly. All the anchors that hold the underpinnings of Western civilization are suddenly gone. It will have no effect on Buddhists or Muslims or most likely Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints. Which, again, Utah might be the place to be, man. They got 2 years of food and a lot of hot girls up there. I guess you could marry a bunch of them. Okay, you got to be like FLDS or retarded LDS or something. But everyone else would be totally and completely lost as to what to think about the stories upon stories that they've believed. So then tell them you have known about this for over 70 years, and they'll start chanting that, realizing that rope is cheap, and the hanging ropes are going to come out. So here's our challenge, too. Since the creation of Photoshop, no one believes pictures of anything. So when asked to prove a point so that they will jump on board and help, take them there and let them see it for themselves. The meeting in Cuba between the Pope and the Grand Great Poobah of the Eastern Orthodox Russian Church, for Patriarch Kirill, who is like Vladimir Putin's best buddy, by the way. Vladimir Putin has spent most of his career trying to protect Christianity and the Russian Orthodox Church particularly. This was all about this reality. Both criminal enterprises were deeply concerned about how and what they needed to do to save their religions and their asses, actually. So global warming enters from the left side of the stage. Christ, no, we can't let the ice sheet melt because Google will publish satellite maps of cities, ginormous cities in the hidden valley of the South Pole, cities for giants. The one that is green for part of the year and is growing every year into a large landmass that has no ice on it. Lake Vostok, which is 1,000 feet under the ice, is warm and has all kinds of fish in it. In high summer, light actually filters down to the ocean floor and aids in the growth of algae and shrimp and plankton and what have you. But the geomagnetic survey of the ice shows that there are hundreds of locations of magnetic anomalies under the ice. These are not deposits of iron ore, but full and complete structures and hyper-advanced devices. I mean, say, what, Atlantis, maybe? So how does one hide such a secret? If you take Klaus from WEF down there, put him in the elevator, and then let him out on the ground floor to peel his jacket off and enjoy the warm tropical air on his small sandy beach, it sure beats Davos in the winter. Then make everyone sign up for the same big lie that no one will talk about this. Because we're going to need it for the future of the elites. To use as a getaway when things go really bad in the Northern Hemisphere. And they're going to go really bad in the Northern Hemisphere. And there's a good possibility it gets a great deal colder than a great deal hotter. So, okay, so what makes sense? If you're going to have to move your working population, just Japanese and Chinese mixed with Caucasians, and you're going to have to wipe out the useless eaters, which is the darker populations of Africa, you wipe them out en masse. Of course, that's going to happen because Ukraine's running out of, doesn't have any wheat, and that's where all their wheat goes. So you can see a massive starvation die-off. Thank you, Bill Gates. You're going to need someplace to move these people, and to move these people is going to be down to the equatorial regions. That's why you eliminate Africa. That's why you shoot them full of AIDS. 250 million people died in Africa of AIDS. But you need to ask, these people need to ask themselves, because then there's another question. Why does Vietnam need an Arctic research station, or Bulgaria, the Czech Republic, Peru, South Korea, or Ukraine? Not to mention Belarus. They all have Antarctic research stations. Why? There are no borders, no controls, and everyone has access, but do they? You or I want to go and set up a workshop for marketing, I don't know, painted penguin eggs. What are your chances of even getting on the ice? Exactly zero. Cruise ships can take people ashore. My stepdad actually went ashore at certain places, but don't even think about trying to stay for any length of time. If it is completely covered with an ice sheet that is 1,000 feet thick, and there has been, and it's been there for a million years, what is the possibility that you are going to learn something that has not already been found out? So let's think about that. How does an organization, i.e. the United Nations, control any landmass, and what gives them that authority? So I will leave it at that for now. All right. Let me see what else was I going to get here. So, okay. All right, Whoopi Goldberg, more than 36,000 people have signed a petition to remove Star from The View. In the 31st January episode of The View, Goldberg made the controversial claim that the Holocaust is not about race. At the time, Goldberg was discussing a Tennessee school board, something, but... So, here's a... By the way, agnosia is a neuropsychological disorder that causes an inability to recognize common objects, people, or sounds. There are several types, including visual, auditory, and touch. But apparently narcissism may be a more appropriate term for the condition that won't allow people to admit that they're wrong. I disagree. This is my girl Susie, who helps me with stuff. Five reasons a narcissist. A narcissist will never admit when they're wrong. Okay, so I think agnosia is just more fun, but as I said, the narcissist will usually never admit that they're wrong. Come on, I'm trying to get this page loaded here. Come on, you. Susie, once again, you've successfully sent me a link that doesn't work. Stop leaving me. Yay! All right, that's it for Strange Universe. Tomorrow, once again, I'm going to be on Carrie Cassidy's show at 3 o'clock. And we're going to have Ryan Kelly on. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war.